Blog Talk Radio.
A year ago, my life had collapsed around me.
Hello?
I'd worked myself into exhaustion. My father died suddenly. And my relationships were in turmoil.
Hello?
Little did I know at the time, out of my greatest despair was to come the greatest gift.
Yes. Okay. Good morning. Today is September the 16th, 2014, and you are tuned in to Step Into Your Power with Fiona Sharon Huff. And today I have a very, very special guest on the show. And before I give you some information about her, I just want to read something to you, and then I'm going to share a little bit about her, and then we're going to get into the conversation. And the name of this poem that I'm going to be reading is called I Am a Piece of Paper. I am a piece of paper, and even more, I am an idea. I am a promise. I help men and women see visions, dreams, and achieve economic immortality. I help educate children. I am also pay off mortgages so that a family can remain together in its own home. I assure mothers and fathers that daring to live and the moral right to die. I am the great emancipator for more. I help protect the jobs of employees and conserve the employer's investment. I am tangible evidence that a man is a good husband and a father, and a woman a good wife and mother. I am a declaration of financial independence, a charter of economic freedom. I am the difference between an old man and an elderly gentleman, between an old woman and an elderly matron. I can provide cash if illness, injury, old age, or death cuts off the breadwinner's income. I am something parents can buy on an installment plan that children don't have to finish paying for. By laws that prevent creditors from assessing the money I give your loved ones. I help bring dignity, peace of mind, and security to the later years of life. I supply investment capital that makes smoke go up chimneys, wheels turn, and motors hum. I guarantee there will always be Christmas or Hanukkah, a happy fireside, and the laughter of children, even though a parent is not there. I am the guardian angel of the home. I am your life insurance. And this was something that Sabrina Benjamin Jackson actually gave to me when I signed the papers and received my official life insurance policy. And so I just want to give you a little background about this phenomenal woman who I have been friends with, sisters with, for over a year now. Sabrina is an agent with New York Life Insurance Company and has more than 20 years of experience as a financial services provider. Her focus on empowerment through education is something she's very passionate about. She facilitates workshops presented to churches, business owners, and groups which teach the basics of financial planning and addresses the need for generational financial legacies with the African-American community. And so I just want to welcome Sabrina to the line and to introduce her to my audience. Sabrina, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I am here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have goosebumps. Wait, you know what? Girl, you know I'm a talker. You know I have to go. I have goosebumps from that introduction, especially when I heard you start reading that poem, which means so much to me. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for having me on. It's my pleasure. God bless you, and thank you for this opportunity, girl.
Oh, you are welcome. And actually, when I was thinking about how I was going to introduce you, that made so much sense. And so I had to go get it because it's very clever. It's very on time, and it really speaks to what, life insurance is. So the first question that I want to ask you is, how do you define what you do?
Wow. Hit me with a question like that this early in the morning. Well, the short answer is a financial educator. I didn't even create that description. I was on someone's program once, and that's how they introduced me, and it clicked. It made all the sense in the world because there's so many hats that I wear, and there's so many services I provide. There's so many different aspects of what I do that I think is super important and definitely near and dear to my heart. But of them all, the education that I'm able to provide or extend to people that I meet is the greatest part of what I do. So that, to me, is the perfect description.
Okay, how did you get, how did you come into this line of work?
Wow. Now, that's a long story because I can tell you that I did legal debt collection for about 11 years, and I realized that the majority of the people that I was working with and helping had some sort of incident, whether it be a death, a disability, an inability to work, or long-term care expenses, which are all unexpected things that, people have to plan for. Well, not having a plan and not having something in place caused those people to land on my desk. And so I realized that, wow, this failure to plan really does put you in a position to fail. And so I realized that for the most part, people were just ignorant, did not know any better. It wasn't like people were saying, I'm not going to get insurance on stuff and, I'm going to just, put everything, risk everything and just, wing it. That's not it. They just didn't know any better. For the most part, our culture is notorious for teaching our children by example, but teaching our children how to work hard and how to obtain things. But what we're not doing or haven't been doing was teaching them how to save and how to spend wisely. And so that lack of education is what causes us, it's a cycle, it causes us to make bad decisions, and that puts us in positions that are unfavorable. So when I realized that that's what was going on, and I had an opportunity to change careers, reinvent myself, and get into something that, I thought would be lucrative for me, but it had to be something I was passionate about, that I didn't have to go back to school and incur more student debt from. I ended up here doing this life insurance thing, and I learned so much. Initially it was help people learn about insurance and how to insure things and why it's important to insure things. And there, but, by the grace of God, go I, that you could be on a desk, someone's desk, and having decisions made for you and your family because you didn't put a plan in place, something that could devastate and change their whole lives because you didn't put a plan in place. I know I'm going really deep, but it's really that serious for me, that's how I decided that this is what I wanted to do. It had to be something that I was passionate about, and it had to be something that was going to be a blessing to people and help take this cover over our eye, from over our eyes about the importance of putting something in place and planning.
So now what is the conversation like when you begin to talk about life insurance to someone who either comes across you, who is referred to you, who you are speaking to at a workshop, or just, in general, like if you have a vendor's table? Like, what is the conversation like?
Well, I ask them things like, is there anyone that's relying on you for their basic needs? Do you have something in place to protect them? If you do, I ask them, what do you have and how did you arrive at that particular thing and, the cost, those type of things. I want them to tell me why it's important for them to have it. Then I need them to tell me why they don't have it if they don't. And then I need to educate them on how affordable and attainable it is, because that's the hugest misconception, is that it's not affordable. Second to that will probably be that I don't need it. That's probably the first, is that you don't need it, and then the second is the cost. So So that the initial conversation with people is usually that.
How do you get to see the necessity, the urgency of having coverage over themselves and or their families?
Well, I tell people that in order to even find this necessary, you have to love someone. Because only love, a selfless act like that, would make you or allow you to do something like this. You know, it's not something that you're going to wear. It's not something that you carry around and, you know, but it's not something you, expose to the world that I have this, you know. It's something that it's an investment. It's a necessary tool to do so many things. And if you don't love someone, you don't get it. Won't get it. But if you do, usually when I start off with that, they'll finish it. They'll finish the conversation. Because, like I said, you have to love someone, and most people, when they have a family, they love them and they want to do something like this for them.
Right. Now, what does it feel like when you call someone up and let them know that their policy is ready? And then the second part to that is, how do you feel when you actually see them signing the paperwork and then you present them their official policy?
Oh, girl, I'm a wuss. I get teary-eyed. I get goosebumps because I know how important it is. And, like, I'm going to go ahead and use you as an example. I remember the very first conversation we had. And I remember having the conversation about affordability and responsibility and, you know, I remember meeting your beautiful children the first time that I met you. And so I saw how you looked at them and you introduced Clara. She played an instrument and I saw the pride. So asking you, do you love someone, was a no-brainer. Theme with this love for your children. So, yeah, that's when I see that pretty much it fills it. It makes me know that I'm doing the right thing for the right reason. I help people protect the people they love. I help people create financial legacies where there was none. With that comes so much. You break the cycle of poverty and lack. You protect their future. You ensure that your hopes and desires for your children happens whether you're here or not. Like, I know what all went through your mind from the time you signed the application till you got that call from me to say, come pick up your policy or let's meet, let me deliver it to you. So seeing a person, especially a single mother, with the sacrifices that a single mother has to make, and
right.
Just being a single mom, like, it gives me goosebumps and it makes me teary-eyed because I understand. I get it.
And really, in terms of the affordability, and me speaking, of course, as someone who now has a policy, it truly is affordable, and it makes sense financially. We can spend an easy $20, $30 on ourselves getting fast food during the week.
Yeah.
Whereas for the month, you and your children or your spouse or whomever are covered for this particular amount. It just it makes sense. And I don't even see it anymore as a financial hardship. It is a necessity because
yes.
I do love my children. And you know, if something was to happen, how are they covered? How is the legacy of all that I do in the community for my children and other children, how are they protected should something happen? So it does become a no-brainer. It becomes, okay, something has to be cut out, shop or whatever, because this is a necessity. It's as important as being able to breathe fresh air or to drink water, you know, to walk and exist. So I really appreciate you for what you do. And I see the glow in your eyes when you talk to people because you, of course, were a vendor at the second annual Kinsey Health After School Supply giveaway that just took place this past Saturday. And even seeing the parents and the supporters come up and talk to you and being engaged about the conversation of you know, that generational, you know, financial literacy and having a legacy. You know, it was good to see and to know that a connection was made, and you're giving them something to think about, and that's an important thing as well. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. There's so much responsibility that comes with putting insurance in place in your family. But, you know, I love the fact that it empowers, you know, it empowers your children, you know, for their future. You give them the means to do things, you know, whether you're here or not. It gives them, it allows them to break, like I said earlier, that cycle of poverty and lack. You know, when I think about families without insurance, and because of my line of business, I immediately think of the position you put your children in, specifically when there's a single parent situation, when that thing happens. You know, I know a story. My dad, for instance, you know, he lost his parents by the time he was in the sixth grade and had to drop out of school and go to work. Life insurance would have made a huge difference in his life and would have changed everything. And I have a million of them, those type of stories. And I know everyone does. You know, what happens when you don't have it, and the cost, and now I know the cost of waiting. You know, you may develop an illness or something that makes you uninsurable, and you definitely increase your cost by waiting and, you know, being older and trying to obtain it when you're older. So, you know, it's just so important. It's just super important.
Now, and of course, you know, everyone should find it necessary to have insurance, but who are some of your current clients? And, of course, you don't have to name names, but, you know, just, you know, like, do you have, like, business owners, you know, law firms that, you know, are your clients? Like, who are some of your clients?
Well, thank God. I've been blessed since doing this business. I've been offered a lot of opportunities to meet people and network. And so a lot of my clients are small business owners. And so I'm taking care of their family needs as well as their business needs. There's so many different types of insurances and different things that you can do and goals you can accomplish using insurance products. So I don't just sell life insurance. You know, there's retirement planning. So I have pre-retirees, which in my opinion should be age 30 and up. You should do something towards retirement starting at that age. So those are my clients. Young families are my clients. I'm trying to get into small businesses and working as their benefit provider for their employees. I'm trying to get into that market. So with New York Life being a company as it is, it's a mutual insurance company, the largest in this country, a AAA-rated company. There are so many products and services, and there's so much that can be done and is done by wealthy people using these products and services. And so I like to take the intimidation out and show people how to use those same things, get those guarantees and securities from insurance companies that wealthy people use and get. So everyone's my client or has the potential to be.
To be, right. Now, I just want to go back to you talking about the pre-retiree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you suggested that as early as 30 years old that it should be that type of plan in terms of what it's going to look like when you do retire?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I think you should have, you know, when you think about it, once upon a time, every job offered you some kind of pension or retirement plan, long, long time ago. That doesn't happen so much now. Most employers do not offer any type of pension or retirement savings plan, and so most people don't have anything in place. So I show people how to use life insurance and life insurance products to put a strategy together for future savings and or retirement. And it's a very wise way to save money.
I'm going to have another sit down with you.
Don't worry. I'm working on it already. I already have our next conversation mapped out.
Okay. For those who are tuning in, this is why I absolutely love and respect this woman, because she is on it. She is on it. She is on it. That makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, even as we're conversating, I'm being even more empowered, and I'm so glad that I made that executive solo mommy decision to get it and to just continue to encourage others to invest, you know, in their future, you know, for them and for their children, you know, not just, you know, single parents, but just everyone to get it, because like you said, you know, it's something that protects you and your family. And again, the poem is just absolutely perfect. I think that everybody should have it on their wall.
I agree.
So now, how can people who are listening in be able to get in contact with you to you know, find out more information about what you do, to begin their conversation, to meet with you, to present at their church, etc.?
Well, I am on all social media. My name is very long, but it's standard spelling, Sabrina Benjamin - Jackson. So they can look me up on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, any of those. I have an email address, slbjackson@nyl.com. I am downtown Norfolk, Virginia, on Waterside Drive at the New York Life office. The number there is 757-628-1860. I am licensed in several states and will more than likely be able to help anyone that calls, especially if you're just looking for general information. I love to do that. So those are the best ways to get in contact with me. Either of those social media sites, email, and then the number 757-628-1860.
Well, wonderful. I want to thank you for coming on and talking with me. You were in my mind and heart to have as one of my guests as I first started the show. And so, I again, thank you. And, again, for those who are listening in, please consider financial planning for yourself and your family. Thank you for tuning in, and you have been listening to Step Into Your Power with Fianna. I am Fianna Sharon Huff. Have a wonderful and blessed and prosperous Tuesday.
God bless you, and thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.